You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience Rice Owls 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server. It is the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Rice Owls 2022 preview. Who the hell are you listening to? You're probably wondering. And my name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Ooh. It is great to talk some Rice Owl football. I mean, rocking solo here, but look, Mike Bloomgren perhaps feeling that way. Year five from Mike Bloomgren, and just 11-31 in 4 years at Rice. It's a big year. It's a very big year. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube to the College Football Experience as we break down all 131 college football teams. We got most of these things in the can already, so go check out all the other ones. Subscribe to on wherever you listen to podcast at. And remember, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well, because we talk Rice basketball year round and all college basketball, not just Rice. So check out that. But yes, Mike Bloomgren, I think it's a pivotal year for Bloomgren. Can he win? I mean, last year you look back at the season ago and they had their chances. They were in some games. Obviously the schedule at a conference was bananas, getting Arkansas on the road, Texas on the road, and then the Houston Cougars. But and they got UTSA and they got worked by UTSA. They pulled an upset at UAB. That was a huge win. They got Louisiana Tech, the final game of the year. They got Southern Miss, who's moved on to the Sun Belt. But they did have some close losses. They lost in overtime to North Texas at home. They lost at Charlotte in overtime. They lost in the Sun Bowl to UTEP by 10. Can they capitalize? I mean, this is like year five. I know we had the COVID thing, but this is Bloomgren's team. It's full on his team. Can he make it work? And hold on. Where's my Dundee music? This is the Rice Owls. All right. They can be a winning program. All right. Look, go back to the days of David Bailiff. Early 2000s. 2008, 10 win season. 2012, 7-6. 2013, 10 win season. 2014, 8 win season. All right, you go back even further. Ken Hatfield had an 8 win season in 2001. 2 7 win seasons in 96 and 97. Fred Goldsmith, had a couple 6-win seasons in the early 90s before he took off to the Duke Blue Devils. This program can win. I remember the days of Bert Emanuel. ND Kahlua? Didn't he go there? I think so. But it is a pivotal year because they got to see some progress happen here, because you look in Blomgren year one, 2-11. Year two, 3-9. Then the COVID year, 2-3. Best win percentage year. And then last year, 4-8. So it is a big year down there in Houston for Mike Blomgren. Now, can they get the thing going? Offensive coordinator Marquise Tuiasosopo, you might remember him. He was the legendary quarterback with the Washington Huskies. He also played in the NFL for quite a bit. He's got a tall task getting this offense going. All right, 107th in scoring offense a year ago, 74th in rush offense, 87th in pass offense, and charting at the 97th best team in America at offense out of 130. Well, it seems like TJ McMahon is going to be their quarterback. They bring him back. They bring back Wiley Green. Those guys got starts last year. They also had Luke McCaffrey get starts, but this offseason, Luke McCaffrey switched from quarterback to wide receiver. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they use him. Maybe they can get creative and really, you know, try to be unpredictable on offense here. So I'm thinking McMahon's going to be the guy at QB. Ari Broussard, who rushed for 600 yards last year, he's penciled in as their starting back. Keep an eye out on Juno on Tavio, though. This guy a couple of years ago played well. He's been dinged up. They're probably going to use him all over the field. And McCaffrey. They're only returning one wideout in Cedric Patterson the third. He was a transfer from New Mexico who played pretty good last year. Kind of a diamond in the rough for them. Tight end Jack Bradley is back, and 4 of 5 on the offensive line are back, led by right guard Shea Baker. So quarterback play could be everything here, but I wonder if they could just get really creative with using McCaffrey in the slot and maybe he throws some passes still, Ontavio getting him the ball, Broussard, if they can get creative, maybe this offense can fly with the kind of inconsistent quarterback play that's been happening with the Rice Owls. Defensively, defense coordinator is Brian Smith. He's got his work cut out for him a bit too. Actually, the offense was a little bit better than the defense last year. They were 120th in scoring defense, 83rd in rush defense, 123rd in pass defense, 108th in total defense. But they get 7 starters back. They get 3 of 4 back on the D line, led by Ikenna Inechukwu, who I am seeing as a NFL projection here at the defensive tackle spot. Keep an eye out for him. The bad side of this is that they're breaking in brand new linebackers. They're all gone, but they do have 4 of 5 back in the secondary, led by Trayshawn Chamberlain, who's playing that Viper spot. Punter is back, and the kicker situation seems all right with the transfer. Overall though, they are returning what? That is a decent amount of returning starters. You like the line of scrimmage, 4 of 5 back on the O line, 3 of 4 back on the D line. Can they win some of these close games? Cause I do think Southern Miss gone, Old Dominion gone. Those are winnable games. We will see. I do think it probably is his best team that he's had there. So there should be optimism there if you're a Rice Owl fan, but let's get into it. But I guess we're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk what Las Vegas expects from the Rice Owls in 2022 and what we expect here in the College Football Experience. But first, I got to get to the I got to get us paid. You know what I mean? I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Rice Owls 2022 season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server. It is the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Yeah, you're probably wondering, hey, Colby, what the hell are you talking about? Well, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. And you can also compete and compare, I should say, compete, I guess, incorrectly there. But you can compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to get the best deal for yourself. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors, and for the bettors that make the most informed bets. Which, believe it or not, there's some out there that are saying, "Ah, it's windy in Iowa. Let's take the under." And sometimes they're right. This thing has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games, your betting activity, what's going on at the moment. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right. We are back talking Rice Owl football. And just like we do with every team, we got to grade the transfer portal because it's interesting. They kind of got some nice pieces. The incoming transfers, wide receiver Tyson Thompson from Houston Baptist with the Huskies. They had some pretty good transfers a year ago when Bailey Zappi went to Western Kentucky, and a bunch of their receivers, Jareth Stearns, the Stern brothers, a few other guys. So perhaps Tyson Thompson, he was all Southland punt returner and kick returner last year, first team. I would say find a way to get this guy the ball. All right. Maybe you get him in there too. So, and they also brought in wide receiver Isaiah Esdale from West Virginia. Linebacker Chris Conte from Rutgers, who I expect to start the season at starting linebacker. Safety Litchfield Javon from Notre Dame. I mean, that's a big get right there. It's a very big get. I expect him to be making a difference as well. And I'm very familiar with this guy, wide receiver Sam Crawford from Tulsa. I like Sam Crawford. I think Sam Crawford should be a starter, and I think he's probably going to help this receiving core. They also got kicker Tim Horn from the Washington Huskies, and they got running back Dean Connors, who's a JUCO transfer. I know they're excited about. So with Connors and Broussard, that's the question is, let's assume McMahon or Wiley Green at the quarterback spot. Can they be improved, and can this offense create some big plays? They had a problem doing that, I feel like, last year. Can Broussard with Connors, and then, like I said, Cedric Patterson back, Luke McCaffrey, they got Juno Ontavio, Tyson Thompson. Can they find a way to get him though? I like the Sam Crawford get. I think Isaiah Esdale gives them a little depth at the wide receiver spot. Can they get this ball moving? Now I got to hit on what they lost, because they did lose a few. They took a few hits. So offensive lineman Charlie Stone's in the portal. Wide receiver Jake Bailey went to the SMU Mustangs. Wide receiver August Petre went to the Ohio Bobcats. Wide receiver Casey Tawa's in the portal. Athlete Kalen Griffin, he headed out to Lamar. Linebacker Terrence Ellis to Alcorn State. Tight end Jager Bull to Wake Forest. Offensive lineman Cole Garcia to the UMass Minutemen. Safety Isaiah Richardson, portal. Safety Purdy Calderon to the portal. Offensive tackle Derek Ferraro, portal. Jaron Banks, linebacker, portal. This, I think this one was pretty substantial here. Linebacker Desmond Baker to Western Kentucky. That's a bad loss in conference. Defensive end Miles Adams to the portal. Linebacker Antonio Montero to Villanova. So those were some hits there. But I actually want to say they still won the portal. I think they got some key players. They got to find a way to get the ball. They got to get creative on offense, getting those guys the ball. But I do think they won the portal, and it should be a fun watch this year. Let's get to it. If you're watching on YouTube right now, remember, subscribe to the College Football Experience. But you see the win total up there, 3.5 wins, 3.5 wins for the Rice Owls. And I'm seeing the juice, the unders -130, the overs +110. So I'm basically seeing that Las Vegas thinks Rice will go 3-9, but they're giving you the 3.5. Maybe a bite on that. Maybe a bite on that, because I do think with the no longer divisions, I think it's a harder schedule now that some of those teams are gone that were kind of winnable games. They open up at the Coliseum here in LA against Lincoln Riley and USC. That's going to be a loss. I would love to see the upset. I don't see it happening. Week two, the McNeese Cowboys come into Rice Stadium. That is a winnable game, and I think you should win that one. So 1-1, all you need is three more wins. Then the reigning Sun Belt champs, the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, come into town to Rice Stadium. I think Louisiana wins. Maybe you give them a close game, but I think Louisiana's still looking pretty damn good from a recruiting standpoint. They're still like in the most talented team in that conference probably. So I would say that's a loss. Then they head to they head across town to Houston Stadium to take on the Cougars. I think that's a loss. So 1-3 in September. They host UAB. They pulled the upset on UAB last year. Can they do it again? I don't think so. I think UAB wins, and I think they're 1-4 through the first 5 weeks. They get a bye week before heading to Boca Raton to take on Willie Taggart and the Florida Atlantic Owls. I think FAU, this is a big year for Taggart. He's on the hot seat, I think, as well. I got FAU winning that, and then the back-to-back away, they head to Ruston, Illinois. Ruston, Louisiana, to take on Sonny Cumbie and the Bulldogs there. That's winnable. But I don't think they win it. I think they lose that game. All right. I mean, they pulled an upset last year. Give me that as an upset. There's got to be one that I'm not seeing. So give me that as their second win. Then they host the Charlotte 49ers on homecoming. This will be a game. I lean Charlotte, but I think it's winnable. They also host UTEP on a Thursday night. It's winnable. They could win both those games right here. And next thing you know, find themselves, you know, I'm going to say they split those. I got them having three wins with three games left. So what's that? 3-6. They're at Western Kentucky. I think that's a loss. 3-7. They're home to UTSA, the Roadrunners. That program's rolling. I think they're 3-8. And then they're at North Texas to take on the Mean Green and Seth Luttrell. Wouldn't shock me if they won this one, but I think I favor North Texas. Give me 3-9 for the Rice Owls. I am on the under. I don't love this play because I could totally see a scenario where they beat McNeese, they upset La Tech, and they beat either Charlotte, UTEP, or North Texas, and they hit that over. I am going to take the under though. Give me the under on the Rice Owls. I think they're a 3-9 football team. I think Mike Bloomgren's probably on. Maybe they give him because of COVID. Maybe they give him one more year, but I think they might pull the plug on him after this year. It should be something to watch. I can't wait to watch the opener. Please, Rice, can you pull off the upset in the Coliseum against USC? That'd be fantastic. Find a way. Let's do this. All right, I'm buying in. But I'm on the under. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience because we talk college football year round. We've been doing this shit for years. We break down all 131 teams. So subscribe, tell a friend. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as we talk CUSA basketball all the time over there. Check out both. Check out College Baseball Experience as well. Me and Noah Beanick host that. And also the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're doing NFL futures. You're a Texans fan. You're a Cowboys fan. You're a Saints fan. Check it out. They're going team by team. All 32 teams. Just had Pat McAfee on the show. Just had Mike Leach on the show. Check it out. You'll dig it. Phil Steele. All right, folks. If you can, hop on over to Twitter and give us a... Well, first off, hop on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. If you do that, leave some nice comments. And take a screenshot with your phone. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Show me that screenshot, and I'll send you a College Experience T-shirt. It'll look like that pennant if you're watching on YouTube. All right, give me a follow at @TheColbyD. Also, the College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. Patty C is on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. We are the College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience. But check out all of our feeds. I can't recommend it enough. I mean, it's in the middle of summer. The MLB Gambling Podcast, fantastic work that they're doing. Summer is about baseball and football, and you know what? USFL gambling podcast. That was a season that ended the summer. CFL gambling podcast. All right, check out that as that season's going on up in Canada right now. What else? NBA gambling podcast. Terrell Furman Jr. doing a great job. WNBA gambling podcast. You go on and on. Just get the SGPN app. But check out the Discord channel, because there's nothing better than coming in and riding out some bets. Maybe you're going to take Rice plus the big amount of points at USC week one. Hop in the Discord channel, because I think some of us might be riding that with you. All right, folks. So do all that. All right. I'm on the under. I'm rooting for you, though. Let's go, Rice Owls. Bring back the old helmet with the silver wings on it already, please. All right. All right, folks, this is the college football experience, Rice Owl style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.